Page 44, Act 3. At rise of curtain, we see the same scene as at the end of Act 2. There has been no time lapse. 3 glares angrily at 8. He is still held by 2 jurors. After a long pause, 3 shakes himself loose and turns away. He walks to the window. The other jurors move away and stand around the room now. They are shocked by this display of anger. There is silence. Then the door left opens and the guard enters. He looks around the room. Guard. Is there anything wrong, gentlemen? I heard some noise. Foreman. No, there's nothing wrong. Points to large diagram of apartment. You can take that back. We're finished with it. Guard nods and takes the diagram. He looks curiously at some of jurors and then goes out. Jurors still are silent. Some of them begin to sit down slowly at table. 4 is still seated. D.R. 3 still stands at window. He turns around now. Jurors look at him. 3. Loudly. Well, what are you looking at? They turn away. He goes back to his seat now. 8 puts his chair back at right end of table. Silently, rest of jurors, including 4 but excluding 11, take their seats. 12 begins to doodle on a piece of paper. 11 moves D.L. and leans reflectively against wall. 10 blows his nose, but no one speaks. Then finally, 4. I don't see why we have to behave like children here. 11. Nor do I. We have a responsibility. This is a remarkable thing about democracy, that we are, what is the word? Notified. That we are notified by mail to come down to this place and decide on the guilt or innocence of a man we have not known before. We have nothing to gain or lose by our verdict. This is one of the reasons why we are strong. We should not make it a personal thing. Page 45. 9. Slowly. Thank you very much. 11. Slight surprise. Why do you thank me? 9. We forget. It's good to be reminded. 11 nods and leans against wall again. 4. I'm glad that we're going to be civilized about this. 12. Well, we're still nowhere. 8. No, we're somewhere, or getting there, maybe. 4. Maybe. 12. Who's got an idea? 6. I think maybe we should try another vote. Turns to Foreman. Mr. Foreman? Foreman. It's all right with me. Anybody doesn't want to vote? Looks around table. Most of them shake their heads. 11 has moved to table and takes a seat. 4. Let's vote. 12. Yes, vote. 7. So, all right, let's do it. 3. I want an open ballot. Let's call out our votes. I want to know who stands where. Foreman. That sounds fair. Anyone object? Looks around. There is a general shaking of heads. All right, I'll call off your jury numbers. Takes a pencil and paper and makes marks in one of 2 columns after each vote. I vote guilty. Number 2? 2. Not guilty. Foreman. 3? 3. Guilty. Foreman. 4? 4. Guilty. Foreman. 5? 5. Not guilty. Foreman. 6? 6. Not guilty. Foreman. 7? 7. Guilty. Page 46. Foreman. 8? 8. Not guilty. Foreman. 9? 9. Not guilty. Foreman. 10? 10. Guilty. Foreman. 11? 11. Not guilty. Foreman. 12? 12. Guilty. 4. That's 6-6. 10. Mad. I'll tell you something. The crime is being committed right in this room. Foreman. The vote is 6-6. 3. I'm ready to walk into court right now and declare a hung jury. There's no point in this going on anymore. 4. To 11. I'd like to know why you changed your mind. To 2. And why you changed your mind. To 6. And why you did. There are 6 men here who think that we may be turning a murderer loose in the streets. Emotion won't do. Why? 2, 11, and 6 look at each other. 6. It would seem that the old man did not see the boy run downstairs. I do not think it likely that the old man heard someone scream, "I'm going to kill you." Old men dream, and if the boy did scream that he was going to kill, then we have the authority of this man, motions at 3, to prove that it might not really mean he's going to kill. 7. Why don't we take it on to the judge and let the kid take his chances with 12 other guys? Foreman. 6-6. I don't think we'll ever agree on anything. 3. It's got to be unanimous, motioning at 8. And we're never going to convince him. 8. At first I was alone. Now 5 others agree. There is a doubt. Page 47. 3. You can't ever convince me that there's a doubt, because I know there isn't no doubt. 12. I tell you what, maybe we are a hung jury. It happens sometimes. 8. We are not going to be a hung jury. 7. But we are right now a perfect balance. Let's take it in to the judge. 4-8. If there is a reasonable doubt, I don't see it. 9. The doubt is there, in my mind. Foreman. Maybe we should vote. 12. What do you mean, vote? 3. Not again. 10. I still want to know. Vote on what? Foreman. Are we or aren't we a hung jury? 8. You mean that we vote yes, we are a hung jury, or no, we are not a hung jury? Foreman. That's just what I was thinking of. 11. Bitterly. We can't even agree about whether or not the window should be open. Foreman. Let's make it a majority vote. The majority wins. 4. If 7 or more of us vote yes, that we are a hung jury, then we will take it in to the judge and tell him that we are a hung jury. Foreman. Right. And if 7 or more vote no, that means that we aren't a hung jury, and we go on discussing it. 4. It doesn't seem quite right to me. 3. It's the only solution. 7. I agree. It's the only way. 12. Anything to end this. Foreman, looking around the table. Are we agreed then? 7 or more vote yes and we take it to the judge. All nod. 3. Let's call our votes out. Foreman. I vote yes, we're a hung jury. Makes a mark on a sheet of paper. 2. 2. No. Foreman. 3. 3. Yes. Page 48. Foreman. 4. 4. Yes. Foreman. 5. 5. No. Foreman. 6. 6. No. Foreman. 7. 7. Yes. Foreman. 8. 8. No. Foreman. 9. 9. No. Foreman. 10. 10. Yes. Foreman. 11. 11. No. Foreman. 12. 12. Yes. 3. With a groan. Oh, no. Foreman. It's 6-6. 9. We can't even get a majority to decide whether or not we're a hung jury. 4. Rising. I went along with the majority vote on this question, and I didn't agree with voting that way, not really, and I still don't. So I'm changing my vote. I say no, we are not a hung jury. I believe that the boy is guilty beyond a reasonable doubt. There are some things I want to find out from those gentlemen that changed their minds. Sits again. Foreman. Then we aren't a hung jury, so we go on. 8. Good, we go on. 4-2. Why did you change your mind? 2. Hesitating a moment. He, points to 8. He seems so sure, and he has made a number of good points. While he, points to 3, only gets mad and insults everybody. Page 49. 4. Does the anger and the insult change the guilt of the boy? He did do it. Are you going to turn a murderer loose because one of the jurors gets angry when he thinks a murderer is being turned loose? 2. That's true. 5. There is a doubt. 4. I don't think so. The track is straight in front of the window. Let's take that point. So the ill train would have made a low rumbling noise. L trains screech when they go round curves, so the old man could have heard a scream, which is high pitched, and it is a tenement, and they have thin walls. 3. Good, good, that's it, that's it. 4. And what if the old man was wrong about the time it took him to get to the door, but right about whom he saw? Please remember that there weren't any fingerprints on the knife, and it is summer, so gloves seem unlikely. 3. 2. 8. Now I want you to listen to this man. Motions at 4. He's got the goods. 4. And it might have taken a few seconds to get a handkerchief out and wipe the fingerprints away. 8. This is a point. 3. Why don't we just time this one to see? 5. Just what are we timing? 8. Yes, let's be exact, please. 4. I am saying that the old man downstairs might have been wrong about how long it took him to get to the door, but that he was right about whom he saw running down the stairs. Now, it may have taken the murderer about 39 seconds to wipe away all the fingerprints and get down the stairs to the place where the old man saw him, the boy, that is. 3. This is right. Foreman. We reconstructed the old man getting out of bed and going to the door, and we timed that. Now let's reconstruct the actual crime. 9. As well as we can reconstruct it. Page 50. 7. I think a murderer could use up 30 or 40 seconds pretty easily at that point. 4. Let's reconstruct the killing. 7. Yes, let's. 3. Taking knife from table, giving it to 8. Here, you do the stabbing. 4. Taking knife. No, I'll do it. 3. 7. Why don't you be the one that gets stabbed? You're younger than I am. And don't forget, you take 1 second to fall. 4. Rising, moving toward R, turning. And he was found on his side, his right side. So fall and roll onto your right side. To 8. If someone hates another person enough to kill them, don't you think that it's reasonable to suppose that the murderer would look at his victim for a second or two? 12. 2. 8. Divorce yourself from this particular case. Just human nature. 8. Yes, it seems reasonable. 3. Hey, wait a minute. All look at 3. He falls and he ends up on his right side. The father did. But stabbing someone isn't like shooting them, even when it's right in the heart. The father would have worked around for a few seconds, lying there on the floor, writhing maybe. 4. That's quite possible. There would have been enough oxygen in his system to carry him for 2 or 3 seconds, I should think. 11. Wouldn't the father have cried out? 3. Maybe the kid held his mouth. 8. That also seems possible. 4. Also, there's another point we might bring out. Anyone who is clear enough mentally to wipe the fingerprints away after murdering someone, well, that person is also clear enough mentally to look around the apartment, or the room in this case, to see if there are any other clues. It would just be for a second or two, I should think, but still he would look around. Page 51. 3. This gets better and better. 4. We're trying to make it clear. One doesn't talk about quality when murder is involved. Well, let's do it. Foreman. About this on the fingerprints. The kid wiped the fingerprints off the knife. Well, what about the doorknob? If I saw a man coming into my home, a man that hated me, and if I was wiping the doorknob with a handkerchief as he came in, it would give me an uneasy feeling. All smile. So the doorknobs must have been wiped after the killing, and this too would take some time. 4. 2. You timed the last one. Why don't you time this one too? 2. All right. 4. As 7 takes his position in front of 4 at right stage, 4 has knife in his hand. Stamp your foot when you want me to start. 2. Waiting a few seconds. I want the hand to be at 60. Waits another second, then stamps foot. 4. Not screaming, but still loud. I'm going to kill you. Brings knife down, overhand. Blade is collapsed. 7 catches knife in his hands and falls to floor, second after shout. He writhes a bit, then rolls onto his right side. Four stares at him for a few moments, then digs into his pocket and produces a handkerchief. It takes him a moment or two to unfold handkerchief. Then he bends down and wipes handle of knife. He looks about as though checking to be sure that he has done everything. Then he rushes to door left that leads out of jury room and wipes doorknob. Then he turns around a full circle and wipes knob again. He would have wiped both knobs. Then he rushes right and goes back to door of jury room and repeats double process on doorknob. Then he stamps his foot and cries out, "Stop!" 2. Checking watch. 20. Yeah, 20, 25, 29, about 29 and a half seconds, I'd say. Page 52. 4. Moving behind foreman's chair at left of table. And whoever did murder the old man, and I think it was the kid, he still had to run down the hall and down the stairs, at least one flight of stairs. 3. You see? You see? 7. Rises from floor and dusts himself off. 4. The old man downstairs may have been wrong on the time, but in view of this, I think it's quite reasonable to assume that he did see the kid run downstairs. 12. To 8. So now both time sequences check. The one you did and the one we did. What with running downstairs and everything, it does pretty much check out on times. 7. Sure, he's an old man who wants attention. Motions at 9. He's probably right, but the old man feels the way everyone does. A life is at stake. Sits again at table, placing knife back on table. 4. So the story of the old man may well be true. 8. Except for the fact that he absolutely swore under oath that it was only 15 seconds. 9. We seem to all agree that it was 25 to 40 seconds later. 8. You are now admitting that the old man lied in one case and told the truth in the other. I admit that this does tend to confirm the story of the old man, but in part he is now a proven liar, and this is by your own admission. 2 to 8. That may be true, that the old man lies in part, but I think it will change my vote once more. To foreman. Guilty. 3 to 6. What about you? What do you think now? 6. Getting up, crossing to water cooler. I'm not just sure what I think. I want to talk some more. At first I thought guilty, then I changed. Now I'm sort of swinging back to guilty. Takes a drink. 3 to 11. And what about you? 11. No, shakes his head. I am now in real doubt, real doubt. 5. I say guilty. I was right the first time. 3. Now we're beginning to make sense in here. Page 53. Foreman. It seems to be about 9 guilty to 3 not guilty. 4. Sits again. 8. One more question about the old man downstairs. How many of you live in apartment buildings? 8 hands go up, including his own. 11 to 8. I don't know what you're thinking, but I know what I'm thinking. 4 to 11. What's that? 11. I do not live in a tenement, but it is close, and there is just enough light in the hall so you can see the steps, no more. The light bulbs are so small, and this murder took place in a tenement. Remember how we stumbled on the steps? 8. The police officers were using big bulbs, and one even had a flashlight, remember? 11. An old man who misjudged the time by 20 seconds, on this we all agree. This old man looked down the dark hallway of a tenement and recognized a running figure? 8. He was 100% wrong about the time. It took twice as long as he thought. 11. Then could not the old man be 100% wrong about who he saw? 3. That's the most idiotic thing I've ever heard of. You're making that up out of thin air. 12. We're a hung jury. Let's be honest about it. 11 to 7. Do you truly feel that there is no room for reasonable doubt? 7. Yes, I do. 11. I beg your pardon, but maybe you don't understand the term reasonable doubt. 7. Angrily. What do you mean I don't understand it? Who do you think you are to talk to me like that? To all. How do you like this guy? He comes over here, running for his life, and before he can even take a big breath, he's telling us how to run the show. the arrogance of him. 4. No one here is asking where anyone came from. 7. I was born right here. Page 54. 4. Or where your father came from. Looks at 7, who looks away. 8. Maybe it wouldn't hurt us to take a few tips from people who come running here. Maybe they learned something we don't know. We're not so perfect. 11. Please, I am used to this. It's all right. Thank you. 8. It's not all right. 7. Okay, okay, I apologize. Is that what you want? 8. Grimly. That's what I want. Foreman. All right, let's stop arguing. Who's got something constructive to say? 2. Hesitantly. Well, something's been bothering me a little. This whole business about the stab wound and how it was made, the downward angle of it, you know? 3. Don't tell me we're going to start that. They went over it and over it in court. 2. I know they did, but I don't go along with it. The boy is 5 feet 8 inches tall. His father was 6 feet 2 inches tall. That's a difference of 6 inches. It's a very awkward thing to stab down into the chest of someone who's half a foot taller than you are. 3 grabs knife from table and jumps up. 3. Moving L.C. Look, you're not going to be satisfied until you see it again. I'm going to give you a demonstration. Somebody get up. Looks toward table. 8 stands up and walks toward him. 3 closes knife and puts it in his pocket. They stand face to face and look at each other for a moment. Okay, to 2. Now watch this. I don't want to have to do it again. Crouches down till he is quite a bit shorter than 8. Is that 6 inches? 12. That's more than 6 inches. 3. Okay, let it be more. Reaches into his pocket and takes out knife. He flicks it open, changes its position in his hand, and holds knife aloft, ready to stab. He and 8 look steadily into each other's eyes. Then he stabs downward, hard. Page 55. 2. Shouting. Look out! Reaches short, just as blade reaches 8's chest. 3 laughs. 6. That's not funny. Crosses back to table and sits. 5. What's the matter with you? 3. Now just calm down. Nobody's hurt, are they? 8. Low. No, nobody's hurt. Turns, crosses back to his place, but does not sit. 3. All right, there's your angle. Take a look at it. Illustrates. Down and in. That's how I'd stab a taller man in the chest, and that's how it was done. Crosses back to his place at table. Take a look at it and tell me I'm wrong. 2 doesn't answer. 3 looks at him for a moment, then jams knife onto table and sits down. All look at knife. 6. Down and in. I guess there's no argument. 8 picks knife out of table and closes it. He flicks it open and, changing its position in his hand, stabs downward with it. 8 to 6. Did you ever stab a man? 6. Of course not. 8 to 3. Did you? 3. All right, let's not be silly. 8 insistently. Did you? 3 loudly. No, I didn't. 8. Where do you get all your information about how it's done? 3. What do you mean? It's just common sense. 8. Have you ever seen a man stabbed? 3. Pausing, looking around rather nervously, finally. No. 8. All right, I want to ask you something. The boy was an experienced knife fighter. He was even sent to reform school for knifing someone. Isn't that so? 12. That's right. 8. Look at this. Closes knife, flicks it open, and changes position of knife so that he can stab overhand. Doesn't it seem like an awkward way to handle a knife? 3. What are you asking me for? 8 closes blade and flicks it open, holding knife ready to slash underhanded. Page 56. 5. Wait a minute. What's the matter with me? Give me that knife. Reaches out for knife. 8. Have you ever seen a knife fight? 5. Yes, I have. 8. In the movies? Passes knife to 5. 5. In my backyard, on my stoop, in the vacant lot across the street. Too many of them. Switch knives came with the neighborhood where I lived. Funny that I didn't think of it before. I guess you try to forget those things. Flicks knife open. Anyone who's ever used a switch knife would never have stabbed downward. You don't handle a switch knife that way. You use it underhanded. Illustrates. 8. Then he couldn't have made the kind of wound that killed his father. 5. I suppose it's conceivable that he could have made the wound, but it's not likely. Not if he'd ever had any experience with switch knives, and we know that the kid had a lot of experience with switch knives. 3. I don't believe it. 10. Neither do I. You're giving us a lot of mumbo-jumbo. 8 to 12. What do you think? 12. Hesitantly. Well, I don't know. 8 to 7. What about you? 7. Listen, I'll tell you all something. I'm a little sick of this whole thing already. We're getting nowhere fast. Let's break it up and go home. 8. Before we decide anything more, I would like to try to pull this together. 3. This should be good. 4. He has a right. Let him go ahead. 2. Do you want me to time this too? 8 looks at 2. Foreman, let's hear him. 12. Getting comfortable. I'm in advertising. I'm used to the big shots pulling things together. Let's chip up a few shots to see if any of them land on the green. 8. I want you all to look at this logically and consistently. 3. We have. Guilty. Page 57. 8. I want to know, is the kid smart or is the kid dumb? 4. What do you mean? 8. Moving UC so that he is standing back of men at upstage side of table. This is a kid who has gone to reform school for knife fighting. The night of the murder, he bought a knife, a switch knife. It would then take a very stupid kid to go and murder a man, his father, with an instrument that everyone would associate with the kid. 3. I quite agree, he's dumb. 8. However, if he were dumb, then why did he make the kind of wound that an inexperienced man would make with a knife? Foreman, I'm not sure I understand. 8. To murder someone must take a great emotion, great hatred. Moves over to left of Foreman. And at the moment he would handle the knife as best he could, and a trained knife fighter would handle it as he had been trained, underhand. Makes underhanded motion. A man who had not been trained would go overhand. Makes overhanded motion. But the kid is being very smart. Everyone knows that he is an experienced knife fighter. So he is smart enough at that moment to make the wound that an amateur would make. That man is a smart man. Smart enough to wipe the fingerprints away, perhaps even smart enough to wait until an L train was going by in order to cover the noise. Now, is the kid smart or is he dumb? Looks around. 3. Hey now, wait a minute. 9. Well, the woman across the L track saw the murder through the L train, so someone in that L train could have seen the murder too. 8. A possibility, but no one did that we know of. 9. It would take an awfully dumb man to take that chance, doing the murder as the train went by. 8. Exactly. A dumb man. A very stupid man. A man swept by emotion. Probably he heard nothing. He probably didn't even hear the train coming. And whoever did murder the father did it as well as he could. Page 58. 4. So? 8. Moving back to his place at right end of table, not sitting. The kid is dumb enough to do everything to associate himself with the switch knife, a switch knife murder. And then, a moment after the murder, he becomes smart. The kid is smart enough to make a kind of wound that would lead us to suspect someone else. And yet at the same instant, he is dumb enough to do the killing as an L train is going by. And then a moment later, he is smart enough to wipe fingerprints away. To make this boy guilty, you have to say he is dumb from 8 o'clock until about midnight. And then about midnight, he is smart 1 second, then dumb for a few seconds, and then smart again, and then once again he becomes stupid, so stupid that he does not think of a good alibi. Now is this kid smart, or is he dumb? To say that he is guilty, you have to toss his intelligence like a pancake. There is doubt, doubt, doubt. Beats table with fist as he emphasizes word doubt. 4. I hadn't thought of that. 8. And the old man downstairs. On the stand he swore that it was 15 seconds. He insisted on 15 seconds, but we all agree that it must have been almost 40 seconds. 9. Does the old man lie half the time, and then does he tell the truth the other half of the time? 8. For the kid to be guilty, he must be stupid, then smart, then stupid, and then smart, and so on. And also, for the kid to be guilty, the old man downstairs must be a liar half of the time, and the other half of the time he must tell the truth. You can reasonably doubt. Sits again. There is a moment of silence. 7. Breaking silence. I'm sold on reasonable doubt. 2. I think I am, too. 6. I wanted more talk, and now I've had it. 8. Fast. I want another vote.